ओम श्री परमात्मने नमः। ओम नमः शिवाय। ओम नमः शिवाय। ओम नमः शिवाय। हेलो फ्रेंड्स, दिस इज प्रदीप योगी एंड आई एम एक्सप्लेनिंग अबाउट द महाशिवरात्रि दैट इज इंस्पायर्ड बाय सदगुरु, the Isha Yoga Foundation's Guru, Sadguru, who celebrate the Mahashivratri's very, very big way. And he wrote about the Mahashivratri, and that, the writing of that Guru, I am explaining for you. And this is the very wonderful festival of India, and even for the world, it's very, very great festival. Mahashivratri, the great night of Shiva, is the most significant event in India and it's the India's spiritual calendar. This night so important and how we can make use of it. In the Indian culture at the one time, they are used to be 365 festivals in a year. In other words, they just needed an excuse to celebrate every day of the year. These 365 festivals were ascribed to be different reasons and for different purpose of life. They were to celebrate various historical events, victories, or certain situations in life like sowing, planting, and harvesting. For every situation, there were a festival. But Mahashivratri is of a different significance. Why Mahashivratri is celebrated? The 14th day of every lunar month or the day before the new moon is known as Shivratri. Among all the 12 Shivratris that occur in a calendar year, Mahashivratri, the one that occurs in February, March, is of the most spiritual significance. On this night, the northern hemisphere of the planet is positioned in such a way that there is a natural upsurge of energy in a human being. This is a day when nature is pushing one towards one spiritual peak. It is to make use of this that in this tradition we established a certain festival which is night long to allow this natural upsurge of energies to find their way. One of the fundamentals of these night-long festival is to ensure that you remain awake with your spine vertical throughout the night. Importance of festivals or importance of Mahashivratri. Mahashivratri is very significant for people who are on the spiritual path. It is also very significant for people who are in family situations and also for the ambition in the world. People who live in family situations observe Mahashivratri as Shiva's wedding anniversary. Those with worldly ambition see that day as the day Shiva conquered all his enemies. But for the ascetists, it is the day he became one with the Mount Kailash. He became like a mountain, absolutely still. In the yogic tradition, Shiva is not worshipped as a god, but considered as the Adi Guru, the first guru from whom the science of yoga originated. After many millennia in meditation, one day he became absolutely still. That day is Mahashivratri. All movement in him stopped and he became utterly still. So, ascetics see Mahashivratri as the night of stillness. A spiritual significance of Mahashivratri. Legends apart, why this day and night are held with such importance in a yogic tradition is because of the possibilities it presents to a spiritual seeker. Modern science has gone through many phases and arrived at a point today where they are out to prove to you that everything that you know as life, everything that you know as a matter and existence, everything that you know as the cosmos and galaxies, is just one energy which manifests itself in a million of ways. This scientific fact is an experimental reality in every yogi. The word yogi means one who has realized the oneness of the existence. When I say yoga, I am not referring to any one particular practice or system. All longing to know that unbounded, all longing to know the oneness in the existence in yoga. The night of Mahashivratri offers a person an opportunity to experience this. Shivratri, the darkest night of the month. Shivratri is the darkest day of the month. Celebrating Shivratri on a monthly basis and a particular day, Mahashivratri, almost seems like celebration of darkness. An illogical mind would resist darkness and naturally opt for light. But the word Shiva literally means that which is not, that which is existence and creation, that which is not is Shiva. That which is not means if you open your eyes and look around, if your vision is for small things, you will see lots of the creation. If your vision is really looking for big things, you will see the biggest presence in the existent in a vast emptiness. A few spots which we can call galaxies are generally much noticed, but the vast emptiness that holds them does not come into every body's notice. This vastness, this unbounded emptiness is what is referred to as Shiva. Today, modern science also proves that everything comes from nothing and goes back to nothing. It is in this context that Shiva, the vast emptiness of nothingness, is referred to as the Great Lord or the Mahadeva. Every religion, every culture on this planet has always been talking about the omnipresent, all-pervading nature of the divine. If we look at it, the only thing that can be truly all-pervading, the only thing that can be everywhere is darkness, nothingness, or emptiness. Generally, when the people are seeking well-being, we talk of the divine as light. When people are no longer seeking well-being, when they are looking beyond their life in terms of dissolving, if the object of their worship and their sadhana is dissolution, then we always refer to the divine as darkness. Significance of Shivratri. Light is a brief happening in your mind. Light is not eternal. It is always a limited possibility because it happens and it ends. The greatest source of light that we know on this planet is the sun. Even the sun's light, you could stop it with your hand and leave a shadow of darkness behind it. But darkness is all enveloping, everywhere. The immature mind is the world have always described darkness as the devil. But when you describe the divine as all-pervading, you are obviously referring to the divine as darkness, because only darkness is all-pervading. It is everywhere. It does not need any support from anything. Light always comes from a source that is burning itself out. It has a beginning and an end. It is always from a limited source. Darkness has no source. It is a source unto itself. It all pervading, everywhere, omnipresent. So when we say Shiva, it is this vast emptiness of existence. It is in the lap of this vast emptiness that all creation has happened. It is that lap of emptiness that we refer to as the Shiva. In Indian culture, all the ancient prayers were not about saving yourself, protecting yourself, or doing better in life. All the ancient prayers have always been, O Lord, destroy me so that I can become like yourself. So when we say Shivratri, which is the darkest night of the month, it is an opportunity for one is to dissolve their limitedness, to experience the unboundedness of the source of creation, which is the seed in every human being. Mahashivratri, a night of awakening. Mahashivratri is an opportunity and a possibility to bring yourself to the experience of a vast emptiness with every human being, which is the source of all creation. On the one hand, Shiva is known as the destroyer. On the other, he is only as the most compassionate. He is also known to be greatest of the givers. The yogic lore is rife with the many stories about Shiva's compassion. The ways of expression of his compassion have been incredible and astonishing at the same time. So Mahashivratri is a special night for receiving too. It is our wish and blessing that you must not pass this night without knowing at least a moment of the vastness of this emptiness that we can and we call as Shivratri. Let this night not just be a night of the wakefulness. Let this night be a night of awakening for you. Thank you. Mahashivratri. Pranam and Om Namah Shivaya. Om Namah Shivaya. Om Namah Shivaya.